The morning before it all began, Pudding paused by the little window at the top of the stairs and saw her mother outside on the lawn. Louise Cartwright was near the back wall, looking out over the drenched tussocks of the paddock that sloped away down the valley, and fiddling with something in her hands that Pudding couldn't see. It was early, the sun not yet clear of the horizon. The sky had an immaculate pale clarity, and it looked like being another hot day. Pudding felt the little thump of dread she was coming to know so well. She waited for a while, but when her mother didn't turn or move, she carried on down the stairs, more slowly now. A gentle snore came from the darkness of her parents' room, where her father was still asleep. In earlier days, he'd been the first to rise every morning. In earlier days, he'd have fed the stove and put the kettle on and been shaved and buttoned into his waistcoat before Pudding and Donald stumbled down to the kitchen, rubbing the sleep from their eyes. Now, Pudding usually had to go in and wake him, feeling guilty every time she did. His sleep was like a stupor. The kitchen at Spring Cottage was more chaotic than it had used to be. The bowls on the shelves were no longer stacked in exact order of size. The hop garland looked dusty. Crumbs in the cracks and splashes of grease made the smell of stale cooking hang about. Donald was waiting at the kitchen table, not reading or mending anything or jotting a list, just sitting, waiting. He'd stay like that all day if nobody roused him up and sent him on his way. Pudding squeezed his shoulder as she passed behind him and saw him swim up from the unfathomable depths inside himself to smile at her. She loved to see that smile. It was one of the things about him that hadn't changed at all. She kept a tally in her head. Things about Donald that were just the same. Things about him that had changed forever. It was the forever part she struggled with. She kept expecting him to shake it off, get up from the table with his old abruptness, quick with energy, and say something like, "Don't you want some toast with your jam pudding?" They'd spent the first 2 years after he'd come home watching, waiting to see what would return to him. A few things did in the first year. His love of music, his love of Aoife Moore, his fascination with machinery, his appetite, though he sometimes struggled to swallow and ended up coughing. But during the past year, nothing else had come back. His dark hair was just the same, soft, shiny, unruly, so very lovely. And that ironical curve to his mouth, though irony was one of the things he'd lost.